We're back with our guest, Elvin Bishop.
You made a number of records also in Macon with the Capricorn label.
Right.
During the whole height of the Southern rock, Allman Brothers, Phil Walden. How'd you fall into that scene?
We ended up playing a couple of concerts with the Allman Brothers, and they were just kind of on their way up, you know, on the East Coast here and there, and it was a real jamming time. Everybody used to jam with everybody, you know, we'd make a point of it, and I had a lot of real good jams with Dickie Betts and Dwayne Allman. We became good friends, you know, and they came out to San Francisco. I guess they were playing the Fillmore, I'm not sure. But there was a party after the show, and Dickie Betts took Phil and me into a room, and he made Phil sit down and listen to my stuff, you know. And he signed me up right there.
The performance that you gave with the Allman Brothers at the Fillmore East of your song Drunken Hearted Boy,
mm-hmm.
that didn't show up on the original album, did it?
No. Dickie had always told me that he liked it, you know, and he told them they should have put it on the first one, but I guess they wanted to keep it, you know, Allman Brothers.
Hearted boy. I have a whole ocean of trouble and just a little half a pint of joy. I drink because I'm worried. I don't drink because I'm dry. I know if I keep on drinking, I'm liable to drink away my life. But that's all right. Baby, bring me another half a pint. I'm trying to drown these blues. Yes, I am. Trouble. Baby, I know you would be drinking too. Thank you. keep on drinking. People, you know I can't last too long. That's all right, but when I'm dead and buried, please think about me when you hear this song.
Do you remember the performance?
Kind of. I remember that that there was a bomb scare that night. And that thing might have been done around 4 o'clock in the morning because they told people there's been a report of a bomb. This must have been about midnight or so. So we're going to clear the place out. But as soon as we search the place, and if everything's cool, we'll go back to it, you know. And the people waited outside for a couple hours. Nobody left. Went back in, went back to jamming.
Do you remember one afternoon, early 70s, Wally Heider Studios, a John Lee Hooker session going on, bunch of guitar players, and Van Morrison shows up?
Yeah, I remember that session. That was good, yeah. Thought that Van and John were quite a bit alike, just sort of their makeup, you know, the way they both have that good I don't know, this stream of consciousness, that great way of of just going from one thing to another unexpectedly and making it work, you know, and everything just being artistically right, you know.
I'm walking the floor all night long, jumping over my bed, jumping over my bed,
over my bed.
I can't sleep. What do you?
Can't sleep.
Lay down. Oh no.
In a room.
Whoa. I got the blue.
Can't sleep.
No. What the blues?
Never.
Oh. Come out the blues.
Get out of me.
Blues alive. No.
We'll be back with our guest, Elvin Bishop.
You won't be back no more. And that's why.
Look out in the street.
Ooh.
I can't find.